Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 8, Number 1. Last month, I spent time explaining the incredible benefits of essential omega-3 fatty acids and introduced my new sport oil. But before we move on to the next product and talk about hydration, I would like to discuss the new year that's in front of us. And let's talk about making a New Year's resolution. Personally, I never make one. I've never made one and will never make one. I don't really think in terms of New Year resolutions. First, a resolution is a formal expression of your intention. And so what you're doing is making a promise to yourself or to someone else or to the world or to the universe or to God or whoever, that you're going to do something starting on a certain date. And I can tell you right now that if you decide to stop smoking on January the 1st, and it is December the 31st or December the 25th or whatever day it is, if you don't stop right now, not in the future, but right now, if you don't put that cigarette out right now and stop right now, I can tell you that there's a 99.99999% risk of failure in the concept of you deciding that you're going to do something in the future. I mean, this is just based on simple observation of reality and seeing how few people actually stay true to resolutions. Because the fact is that you wake up, you're still the same person on that day, and you're still dealing with the same issues that made you an addict or that were getting in the way of health and wellness or progress or being a functional human being. The key is to do it now, to make the changes now. So never mind waiting for a date. Never mind waiting for the future to come. Live in the now, do in the now, think in the now, resolve issues in the now, start right now. That's my focus. Time is a continuum. It's a continuous non-spatial whole or extent or succession in which no part or portion is distinct or distinguishable from any adjacent parts. In other words, we measure time by motion. So the Earth rotates around the sun, and it takes 365 days. That is a year. But I'd like to ask this question. When did that first rotation start? Did it start a billion years ago or 100 billion years ago? We don't really know. And the function of life is that, based on reality and having a good reality check here, is that our life is not much more than just a vapor of gas in terms of chronology, in terms of the vastness of space and time. You live, you exist, and then you pass away to what I don't know, to where I don't know, and from where inside and to what, who knows? But the fact is that here we are, we're alive. What are we doing in our lives? Where are we going? What is the point of our existence? And so until we figure this out, and this is why I keep talking about having a purpose in life. Like, I can tell you what my purpose is. It is to survive. But when I say that, I mean at the very highest possible level. So I'm going to do everything that I can do to stay absolutely well and strong and alert and focused and functional. Number two, to procreate. So I've left a remnant of myself. I've got two daughters and a son. So when I leave this world to who knows where, or to where who knows, I am going to leave behind something of me, be it only just a memory, maybe it's a particle of an atom of my DNA, I don't know. But the procreative element, the drive inside of me, has been exercised. Biologically, I've completed my purpose, because in biological science, the only purpose of a living thing is to procreate and leave behind something so that the species doesn't terminate. And then, of course, to pursue excellence on every level imaginable, mental, emotion, social, sexual, physical, metaphysical, spiritual, to really pursue excellence in these areas to achieve optimum health, but balance and quality. And of course, part of my purpose also is to have fun. So I'm just wondering what your purpose is. And if you don't have a clear, concise, well-defined purpose, maybe that's why you are struggling with your health issues. Maybe that's why you're struggling in your marriage. Maybe that's why you're struggling in your work. Maybe that's why you're struggling with relationships with your sons and daughters and friends and colleagues, whatever. Maybe you're living in the wrong place. Maybe you need to make some changes. But the reason that you're holding back and not doing it is because you're not clear about why you're here and what you're doing and what your function is. So instead of a New Year's resolution, let's have a life purpose defined. And then we never need to come up with a resolution, because we're always adding, we're always contributing, we're always moving forward, we're always eating up life, we're juicing it like a carrot, we're trying to maximize our time while we're here, while we're alive, we're having fun, we're loving life, we're feeling well, and believe me, if you're not well, then you're sick, because there's no in-between. And wellness is its own reward. I keep saying that, but it is. To be really well on a cellular level and on a mental, spiritual, emotional level, I mean, my goodness, how many people do you know that are really well on that level? And what a wonderful thing to strive for, to work towards, to achieve. Okay, so it's not really a new year. It's not really a new anything. You know, we parked our RV beside a field of cows, and it was so-called New Year's Eve. And I looked at those cows in the field, and I wondered, do they know it's New Year's? What are they thinking about? And what about all the animals on the planet? What do they think about New Year's? This is a contrived concept by men, primarily to generate profit, believe it or not. The whole thing, I think, wears us down and lends itself towards a negative experience. So instead of thinking about what's coming, again, focus on what you're doing right now. If you need to get to the gym, then get to the gym. If you need to stop eating crap, then stop eating crap right now. If you need to start taking vitamins, then start taking them right now. Get to the health food store. Pull over. Make the call. Do it now. Okay? Awesome. So let's move on now to hydration. Last year, I released a new sports line, as you know, the Corey Hawley Signature Series. It's distributed online by ClaytonNaturals.com. There's four products: Super Blend, Sport Oil, ElectroQuench C7, and the Essentials. I'm getting some great feedback on the line. And again, the concept is you whip up a shake in water, you add a scoop or two of Super Blend, you add in a couple tablespoons of the Sport Oil, you put in some of your favorite fruit, frozen or fresh, you whip up a shake before and after a workout. That's called sandwiching. That's called bracketing, and you go into the training workout session with energy and an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant-rich blood. Then you fill up, you refuel, you build up the glycogen again in the body by having another shake, and then you eat something like a salad and a piece of ahi or some high-quality lean tissue protein. But again, this idea is going to satisfy all of the essential components that we need as humans. I just think that the shake and take idea for anybody is just wonderful. So if you're not doing it, I recommend that you do order a complete kit from Clayton and give it a shot, because I think that you're going to be very impressed with what happens. Okay, so let's get into hydration, which, as you know, is incredibly important. That's the first thing you should determine as a health consultant or product advisor. when you're talking to somebody. I mean, anyone you think needs water, they probably do. In other words, there's so many people that are dehydrated, just assume that everyone's dehydrated, get them on water. Try this. When you're talking to someone about health, get them a glass of filtered water and get them to drink it right in front of you. Now watch what happens. They're going to feel better. They're going to like the taste. Then you drink a glass of filtered water in front of them, and then you say something like, okay, now that we're both well hydrated and our minds are clear and we're feeling better, now I'm going to tell you everything that I know about water. And then that's when you go into your spiel and tell them how important achieving optimum hydration is. So remember, if someone's infected, chronically ill, or just plain sick, check their water intake. So how much do we need? Well, again, as a standard, I've always recommended about 30 milliliters or one fluid ounce of water per kilogram of lean body mass a day. Not total body weight, but lean mass, which means you need to have a body composition assessment. Now, my good friends Michelle and Svetlana at Body Age Fitness in Vancouver, BC, they utilize the Polar Body Age system to measure overall health and fitness. The Body Age assessment analyzes different biomarkers, including strength, flexibility, percentage of body fat, nutrition, cardiovascular fitness, and more. And this helps to calculate your status, your health status, your biological age. The program provides a body age score that actually compares your biological age to your chronological age. So hopefully your biological age will be lower than your chronological age. So if you're 50, it'd be nice to have a biological age of 30. The Polar Body Age system is a great tool for fitness trainers, gyms, and sports nutrition advisors. You can check the system out at bodyagefitness.ca. Now, in addition to the standard of water that I just recommended, 30 milliliters or 1 ounce per kilogram of lean body mass, athletes, people that work out, require an extra 1 or 2 liters to compensate for elevated body temperature and lost fluids caused by sweating. When you're in the gym, you should be sweating. If you're not sweating, that means you're dehydrated. I mean, it's obvious. So that's one of the key signs that a person is massively dehydrated. They go to the gym and they don't sweat, or they don't sweat on a hot day. So the amount that you need depends on the temperature, the intensity, and the length of training, of course. Let me give you a couple of practical examples. Tracy is 50 and weighs 126 pounds, which is about 57 kilograms. Her body fat percentage is about 15%, so we know her lean mass is 85% of her total weight, or about 48 kilograms. After some basic math, we know she needs to drink about 1 liter of filtered water per day, because 48 kilograms times 30 mils is equivalent to 1,440 milliliters, or approximately 1.5 liters. So actually, she needs to drink 1.5 liters to stay well hydrated based on this concept of using 30 mils per kilogram of lean mass. During each workout, Tracy needs to drink an additional liter per hour of training to compensate for lost fluids, preferably mixed with an electrolyte antioxidant supplement providing a 7% carbohydrate yield. Why? Because this will actually improve hydration. If the carbohydrate percentage in a sports drink exceeds 8%, gastric emptying is significantly delayed, thus reducing the hydration advantage while engaged in sport. In addition to using C7 added to a liter of water and sipped during workouts, Tracy drinks water upon rising and drinks clean, filtered water throughout the day. So you've got to work at staying hydrated. Here's another example. I'm 51 and weigh about 218 pounds, or about 90 kilograms. I'd say that my body fat is about somewhere between 10 to 12%. So let's estimate my lean mass at 79 kilograms. Based on this quantified amount of lean mass, I should drink about 2.5 liters of filtered water per day, plus an additional 1 or 2 liters. Again, each time I work out in the gym, preferably with C7 added to my drinking water to compensate for fluid and electrolyte loss during training. Another way to estimate your minimum requirement of water is to calculate your calorie needs and convert this figure into milliliters. The body needs about 1 milliliter of water for each calorie burned. So again, using my example with myself, I consume roughly 3,500 calories a day. Converting this figure equates to 3,500 milliliters, or about 3.5 liters. So if I'm drinking a couple of liters per day and getting about a 1 or 2 liter shot in the workouts, and then drinking first thing in the morning and between meals, seems like a lot of water, but you know, you need more if you're larger, bigger, more mass, obviously. A smaller person needs less. But we've got to consume enough water, because the solution to pollution is dilution, and we can dilute wastes and toxins and prevent a lot of buildup of waste in the body by proper hydration. Most tap water, of course, is unsuitable for drinking, so always try to carry filtered bottled water with you. This means in your purse, in your briefcase, in your car, in your workout bag, in your RV, wherever. Get a water station in your office. Have it right in your office so that it's easy, it's accessible, because ease of access will make all the difference in the world. Water and its effect on exercise performance are crucial to understand. Fluid loss and electrolyte deficiency can lead to fatigue, impaired glucose metabolism, muscle weakness, cramping, abdominal pain, adrenal exhaustion, and headaches. During strenuous or prolonged physical activity, the water content of all body compartments decreases as a result of fluid loss through sweating and insensible water loss from the lungs, especially as you elevate altitude. So at higher altitude, you lose more fluid. Tracy and I have learned as we've moved around and traveled that as our elevation increases, we need to increase our water intake, or we become really dehydrated. We can really taste and feel the difference. Important electrolytes include potassium, magnesium, phosphate, sulfate, bicarbonate, sodium chloride, and hydrogen. Remember that electrolytes carry both negative and positive electrical charges, which affect the bioelectrical status of cells. They regulate intracellular fluid volume, control the pH of cells, and modulate fluid exchange within various fluid compartments, allowing for a constant, well-regulated exchange of nutrients and waste products between the cell and its external fluid environment. Now, I formulated C7 to maximize fluid replacement and replenish electrolytes lost in sweat. So ElectroQuench C7 is the third product in that lineup of the Corey Holiday Signature Series. It provides an ideal potassium to sodium ratio of 7:1, which is the same ratio found in all natural plant and animal food from both land and sea when calculated as an average. Each serving of C7 provides 700 milligrams of potassium and 100 milligrams of sodium. This is a great, great way to increase your potassium intake. C7 is reinforced with buffered non-acidic vitamin C to help stabilize blood sugar and support adrenal function. Vitamin C improves tolerance to exercise, increases the body's immune response to stress, and decreases both healing time and risk of infection. Probably the most important water-soluble antioxidant in the body, vitamin C protects cells from oxidative damage and is directly involved in the formation of collagen, elastin, and connective tissue, all of which give elasticity, resilience, strength, and stability to every active body. The average adult human body consists of about 42 liters of water, which is approximately 60%, but like the earth itself, 70% is better. When I've done body composition assessments, I find that some people are down even as low as 45%. It's a tragedy, because their chronic disease is obviously connected to a terrible state of hydration. So let's focus on hydration. That's the first step. You know, let's check on everyone's hydration level as advisors, as clinicians, as personal trainers. Their performance is going to go up. Their risk of infection is going to go down. They're going to feel better. They're going to recover from exercise. They're going to have more energy. So get into the habit of shaking and taking, and promote the concept to your friends, family, and clients. A protein shake consisting of the sport oil and super blend prepares the body for the stress of intense physical activity and protects it from depletion injury, and fatigue. C7 is the ultimate blend for total body hydration. It maximizes fluid replacement. It replenishes 7 electrolytes lost in sweat. C7 has an ideal potassium-sodium ratio. Again, 7 times more potassium to sodium, the same average ratio found in all natural plant and animal food. Each serving provides 700 milligrams of potassium. That's like eating 2 bananas, and provides an ideal 7% carbohydrate. So now you know why I came up with the name C7. Vitamin C for the C, collagen, connective tissue, cartilage, and 7% carbohydrates, 7 electrolytes, and a 7-to-1 ratio of potassium to sodium. Unlike some of the other products which provide more sodium than potassium, which I don't like. Now, C7 has got a proprietary 3-stage glucose release system that's going to sustain energy over time to prevent fatigue. It's unique to C7. This is the only product that I know that's got this energy system, and it was developed to stabilize blood sugar and insulin levels. The 3-stage glucose release system provides a steady, continuous energy source during exercise and physical activity. Fructose is a 6-carbon sugar derived from fruits and vegetables. It has a low glycemic index of 35. Brown rice flour, which is made up of maltose and glucose, has a medium glycemic index of 55. Dextrose, or grape sugar, has a high glycemic index of 100. The net effect of consuming fructose, brown rice flour, and dextrose together in solution is to improve muscle cell hydration and exercise performance. C7 dissolved in water creates a solution that is absorbed faster from the intestines than water only, and that's the key factor. Rehydration is dependent on the rate of gastric emptying and intestinal absorption, which is influenced by the concentration of the solute, electrolyte balance, carbohydrate composition, water temperature, and pH. A good sport drink must be functional, healthy, and beneficial to health, not just taste good. Slowly, ever so slowly, our thirst mechanism begins to fail. Over time, as we age, we basically, literally, dry up. Why? Because we don't drink enough pure, clean, filtered water, and we eat too much dry food like bread and overcooked animal proteins. In addition, we smoke, drink alcohol and coffee, and take an unprecedented amount of medication. Eventually, the water content inside the cells, defined as the intracellular fluid of the body, gradually diminishes. So make sure your water intake is up to par, and then go beyond par. You don't just want par. You want to shoot under par. It's the first thing you should check after whether someone is breathing. Because let's face it, you can only live for 4 to 7 minutes without breathing. But what's the next most important, crucial thing you've got to consume and consume enough of? That is beautiful H2O, hydrogen and water. Get enough, go beyond enough, get up to the optimum level, and that's where you're going to experience optimum health and function. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from Benjamin Franklin. When the well's dry, we know the worth of water.